August 23rd, remember the gospel. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Chapter 15 begins with Paul reminding the Corinthians of the gospel he had preached and they had received. Somehow, the gospel message was getting lost in the everyday life of the Corinthian church. My guess is that they spent so much time arguing with one another, planning their church dinners and contemplating who was the greatest among them, that they just didn't have time to remember the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This has been a problem for the redeemed throughout the centuries. Christians get so caught up in churchy activities and selfish pursuits that they forget the very reason for their existence. In our conversion, we reenact the gospel. We die to our sinful nature through faith and repentance, and then we are buried and resurrected with Christ in the watery grave of baptism. Galatians 3:26-27. Acts 2:38. Acts 22:16. Remember the reason for your existence. Remember the preaching, verses 1-4. Remember the witnesses, verses 5-8. Remember Paul's testimony, verses 9-10. Remember, if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. Verse 19, remember the gospel. Thank God for the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus and yourself.